what do you want the Lord to say?
Stop! Y'all know good church when you hear it. Y'all know good church when you hear it. Man, thank you so much for joining us for our Daily Love from Him Above. It's our Monday edition for today. We're excited about it. We're going to begin our work week off with a word that I believe from God. It's Psalms 27 and 1. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" I want to focus today on this word, salvation. From whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I named this Face It because I think that a lot of us this week have some things that we've avoided, some things that we've not addressed, some things that we have not confronted. And it's been out of a fear of how life will change after you've done it. Everybody has some stuff that they need to take care of, some stuff you need to do, the fear of the unknown. But I came to tell you that even the songwriter in this song wrote it so clearly and delicately that the Lord is my salvation, from whom shall I fear? See, some of us don't understand that that's a shout in itself, but let me give you the definition of salvation. To be saved, for salvation, it's a preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. Watch this, that's why they call him our Savior, because he delivered us from harm, ruin, or loss. Y'all not trying to hear me. That if he's my salvation, that means that he delivers me, he pulls me out of. To be delivered is to be snatched out of. I'm trying not to have Bible study on a Monday at noon, but please follow me with this, that some of us, I see all of the champions. Y'all, how y'all doing? Y'all show me some love in the chat. Show me some love on the thing, because I really feel like this is something that's going to shift the way a lot of us approach our week. So my thought process has been really just sitting thinking about this salvation thing, this saving thing. That why would he say that he's my salvation? Whom shall I fear? It literally means that there's nothing that I've ever got in. There's nothing that I'm going through. There's nothing that I'm depending on. There's nothing that I'm expecting from God, that I'm seeing God do, that I'm looking for God to move and mold in my life, that I have not seen it already, that God cannot deliver me from. Y'all not trying to hear me. What does that mean? It literally means that there's nothing. Hey, Zandra, how you doing? That there's nothing that you have going on. It's nothing that you've expected. It's nothing that you fear, that you've been afraid of what the unknown is going to bring. And I'm telling you today, my word for you today is that if he's your salvation, who are you afraid of? Face it. Look for it. Expect it. Dream for it. Expect God to move. Expect God to shift it. Quit running from what God has already given you the victory over. That's what I'm really trying to tell you. That if he's your salvation, if he's your miracle worker, if he's your bridge over troubled water, then why are you running from what God has already given you the victory over? I'm not from the streets, never been a big street person. I've never been a person that did many street things, but let me give you my analogy of how I feel about myself. If the drug man that sells drugs, they call him a drug pusher. If I'm the pastor of the Victory Community Church, I'm gonna push victory. I'm going to push victory in every area of your life. And you can't have victory in a ring you won't get in. Y'all not trying to hear me. Quit running from the ring that God has already given you the victory in. Walk in it. Expect it. Push forward. We miss you too. Come on back. We love you. Come on home. I'm trying to stay together, but these comments y'all got me today. Come on. Accept the victory. Why? Because the songwriter said it very clearly. The songwriter laid it out for us in without any hesitation or misconception. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? If you are afraid to face it with God, who is it that you think can defeat God? Because God says, I'm your salvation. I'm the deliverer from all of your hurt, harm, and danger. I'm the one that can snatch you out of harm. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Who are you to make you think that you can defeat my God? Y'all, I'm gone. I love you all. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let's go to God and pray. God, I love you. God, I thank you. I adore you. Your presence, your power, your anointing reigns and rules in our life. God, we thank you for your people. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your authority. God, we can't do anything without you. And with you, we can do everything. God, let us face this week with the courage, with the power, the clarity to be able to see you in every area, God, to see that we are victory pushers, that we're going to push victory in every area of our life, God. We come against defeats. We come against any doubt. We come against any foolishness, anything that stands between us and you, God. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in the only name that matters, Jesus the Christ's name. We pray and ask these things. Amen. I love you all. See you tomorrow at noon. Thank you so much for joining with us. Remember, continue to pray for our 106 challenge. Remember, we have Bible study tomorrow at 7 p.m. Thank you all so much. Let's continue in prayer. Let's continue to sow together. Let's continue to grow together. And let's continue to see God give us a victorious life in everything we do. I love you all. See you tomorrow at noon.
It could have been me. Say it to me, y'all.